Well, I hope all of you guys are getting ready for a big New Year's Eve party. I am here in Germany, and I suppose I should probably start watching a TV show called Dinner for One. Pretty much nobody knows about this other than Germans. It's like a New Year's Eve tradition where they sit down and they watch this old English slapstick comedy from like the 1950s or 1960s, and they watch it like every hour on New Year's Eve and just get drunk because it is so... It is a really funny 10-minute skit. It's awesome. So if it's New Year's Eve and you're listening to this right now, jump on YouTube and watch Dinner for One. It is in black and white. It is funny. And you have to drink as much as the guy does in that. Anyway, what are we doing? Right, this episode, this podcast, it is the last one for 2023. And this is actually taken from the Throwback Thursday videos that I've been doing with Clint Esposito on the Two Wheels to Freedom Live YouTube, and I think we're on Rumble as well. They're on those channels. And so this week we just did a Throwback Thursday of the FMX Riot series, or at least it was the first one of the FMX Riot series. So we've done a few of these Throwback Thursdays, and it was awesome because Paul Taubleib, who I met many, many, many years ago, probably 10, 12, 13 years ago, when he was running X Games, or at least he was in charge of, I don't know what he was actually in charge of, TV, writers, I'm not sure. So he's basically the production guy. And that's where I first met him, and he saw that we were doing these Throwback Thursdays of other events, and Paul's like, hey, here is the link directly to the high res of FMX Riot series. There are three competitions. They are a free ride comp from the early 2000s, and it was freaking awesome. I remember watching them at the time, but I haven't watched them in a very, very long time. It's like the first one is, I don't know, maybe 04, 05. So almost 20 years ago. But you'll hear some of the things in this clip are still very, very relevant. Now, if you want to watch the episode, jump onto Two Wheels to Freedom or Clint Esposito on YouTube, and you can find the whole thing on there. This is simply the last... This is at the end of the show, basically. This is where we had our little discussion, just talking about what actually transpired and how far we have come in 20 years of freestyle motocross and free ride. And kind of funny to see that FMX Riot was so far ahead of its time. Mike Metzger said some pretty valuable things in this. Same with Twitch. And it was actually really cool watching it. We've got Twitch and Metzger, two of the best riders ever in freestyle motocross and free ride. And they went at it. They were going hard in this competition. It was the first time that a backflip had ever been landed in a free ride scenario in this competition. I won't give away who did it first. You'll either find out listening to this right now, or hey, like I said, jump onto YouTube and watch the whole thing. This is just the discussion. I'm going to leave it up to the next two guys, Steve and Clint. And I hope you guys enjoy it. We will do these every Thursday night. So at the moment, it's 5 o'clock Eastern American time, which is about 11 o'clock here in Europe at night time on a Thursday night, and then that would be like Friday morning, probably about 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning if you're in Australia, or at least on the eastern seaboard of Australia. So that's what we're doing. This is what the live Throwback Thursday videos are all about. We sit down and watch them, and in the very near future we will have special guests joining us as we do it as well. So again, thank you very much to Paul. Thank you to Rothaus Tanner Zepfler for the alcohol-free beers, especially for the advent calendar that I've just finished opening and drinking. And thank you to Clint for organizing, setting up all the live stream, because I did not want to do it. So I'm glad he did it. Hope you guys enjoy it. Let us know what you think on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, wherever, because I really enjoyed it. And I'd love to hear what you guys think 20 years on what FMX Riot 1 was all about.
Guys, judge one guy to be on top, and after 3 days of hard-fought battling, I'm sure he's ready for the rest. Riot champion, Mr. Mike Metzger.
Yeah, I wanted the clap.
Deserved.
Yeah.
Well deserved. Yeah. Now that was
Mike Metzger exits as the winner of the inaugural FMX Riot Gathering. But he leaves with much more than just a big check. Riot was about free riding. And free riding is about going out and having fun with your friends. And that is the most important thing we all did this week.
That's right.
Right?
Metzger didn't win. Free ride
with
one.
A few friends, have some fun, and free ride.
Oh, there you go, man. That was awesome. Like, first ever flip on a free ride.
Yeah, happened at this event, which is pretty dope.
Yeah, and I remember that one. I saw that a lot. So that was obviously the second. First one on a 450. And he did it at nighttime.
Dude, Metz is gnarly.
Footage. That was smart.
Metz is so gnarly. Like, he's the first one really to be like, just take the flip and be like, I just do this all the time.
Yeah.
Then his first second gear flip, nobody emphasizes this enough. First second gear flip was in a contest, in a rhythm, off of dirt, like 80 feet.
And he had to click coming off the first one in the second.
Yeah.
And there wasn't much time to get ready for it.
Like, how long after was this even? I feel like...
This would probably be then like 3 years, maybe?
So, this is my point. The first second gear flip Metz did off of dirt. The next time dirt was flipped was here.
Yeah.
It was years. True. It was like 2 years.
True, because then
before
everything was ramps everywhere.
And nobody flipped dirt again. And then it was this big deal. But if you remember originally, first second gear flip, long flip was dirt to dirt.
Yeah, yeah. And then to send it out here. So Twitch is on the CR250, two-stroke. Metz now on a 450. Like, obviously the... Not even thinking about it at the time, but I remember it. I remember all this at the time was like, oh, it's going to be so much harder to flip a 450.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Like nobody knew until it was done. Everybody was theory crafting and then someone had to go do it. And that's what you were saying before. Like Metz was that guy and Twitch.
Yeah.
Like when the moment was there,
they did not.
They were the ones who was. Stood up and stepped up and did it.
TP as well. But I think TP was a little more calculated. A little bit more.
A little bit more.
I feel like he was
a little bit more calculated, but he would take a crash.
He would, for sure. But I think Travis was sneaky calculated because I think he worked on a lot of stuff at home and didn't tell anybody and then came out with a ton of stuff versus just having like a thing or two, you know what I mean? He would like have a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But like Metz was like the pinnacle of in the early years of like, we don't even have a name for this yet. Like he's just like, I'm going to throw myself off this way and just be like, you know, like freak out during his event.
Yeah, exactly.
And just pull
it. I think not the best part, but like one thing that he said during this whole show that like opens up Metz's mind is he's talking about snowboarding. He's like, this is like going out and getting that fresh pow-pow. That's his version of doing that. He's going out free riding. He grew up doing it. So this is like him and his natural element. I think that's probably the coolest part about Metz doing this. Like, Well, it's like every day is going to be different if you're a free rider.
Yeah.
So you don't train on the same thing every day. You just have to deal with what comes. I think that's cool.
No, that is cool. And I think that was the pushback of the ramp era coming in, right off of the bat, because all these guys, for the most part, you know, like you too, you're same age. I'm sure that you rode tracks when you were young, and then you went and you found hills or whatever you could find to play on. Obviously, we don't have a dinosaur shit big enough near us to make jumps or whatever.
I didn't grow up with that.
Exactly. So like you do other stuff, but my point is that people then after us rode a little bit and then went right to ramps.
Yeah.
And so that's what I think just the pushback was towards that, and being like, we can ride all different types of terrain. That's why we're, you know, I don't know. I guess you always try to disqualify somebody else to be like, well, I'm better because of what, you know, whatever reason. So yeah. I guess that was the thing. But I mean,
well, the generation now is, okay, we do everything to dirt and metal and mobiles. Oh, these kids on airbags.
Yeah.
So there's pushback that way. And back then it was like, they're still doing gnarly shit from a ramp to a dirt landing.
Yeah.
But it was still a pushback on ramps. It's like, no, exactly. Go jump dirt.
Exactly.
Motherfucker. Like, that's where the skill is.
And that
was the first thing they said at the whole show. Like, this shows more skill.
Yeah.
If you can do this, it shows more skill. That straight away was where they were putting it and went, not everyone can do this.
And you heard everybody's comments even opening up. Mainly, I would say probably Twitch and Twitch, Mets, and even Deegan, which Deegan wasn't even in this, but they still had an interview with him.
He was sitting in front of all the merch talking about it.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it was basically like, hey, we're more badass. And now, Imagination did that without making fun of anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
But it's interesting now. Imagination
was more like, obviously they've centered it around Tyler. It's Tyler's event, or, you know, that sort of thing. But I do like how he's come in with the cool vibes. Like, yeah. You know, it's all the good vibes of just riding with your buddies. And whether it is or not, whether the other seven guys, girls who are riding feel that way, that's how the video comes across.
Right.
Whereas this video was definitely more about the competition. Okay. Twitch wanted to win. He wanted to go flip something that nobody had ever done before. He's coming to win.
Do you think that's just a different attitude in the sport right now?
I think it might be. I think it might be because, like, I think we all know that everybody's fucking gnarly to even do this shit.
Yeah.
Everyone has a different story to tell as to how they got there.
Here's the other thing, though.
And this maybe is, it's a little bit of mutual respect that it's not as competition-y now. I don't know.
Well, now that I think about it, and I think the most recent, like, I think Twitch and Mets wanted to beat the, like, what I'm trying to say is those are the two of the best guys then, or yeah, the best guy, or one of the best guys being challenged by another guy that's like, I'm going to be the best. Yeah. Versus, I feel like now at, say, Imagination, it's not necessarily like that. But I will say that the last thing that was like that was Colby and Axel.
Yeah.
Where they kind of went back and forth. But again, it's different because those guys didn't really like each other versus these guys are like, seem to like each other enough to be kind of cool, but still want to be like, talk a little bit of smack on the other guy and really want to beat them.
Yeah, exactly. You could tell. And because obviously history has then shown that Twitch became, like, it must only be a couple of years after this event. Like, maybe 1 or 2 years after is when Twitch really exploded. Like, maybe these events were like the catalyst.
But you
because
can see
Twitch was kind of that mid-range. He was definitely one of the best.
Yeah.
But he wasn't winning at every single event. But then after this event, he won everything and he dominated.
But I think it's like, almost backwards of what you're saying, whereas just you can see his attitude here in this, where he's like, I'm going to do the biggest thing. I'm going to win this. I'm going to show everybody. I want to do the gnarly stuff nobody wants to do. That's what drove him to later become the Twitch that he became, because as a young kid even, he was like, I want to win. And that's my point, is like the people that are at, nobody is at imagination going like, I'm going to stomp all these fools. Yeah. Everybody's like, we're having fun, yada, yada. But it's also not like, I think if you had straight up contest, Axel, Colby, Tyler, you'd have a different scenario.
That's true. That is true. I don't know if I'm speaking out of turn here, but I'd probably say one guy, you're probably not going to think of who I'm going to say, one guy who had that attitude definitely a few years ago when he was younger, I feel was Luke Ackerman.
Yeah.
He never said it though.
Is he not like one of the best though?
He is, but he never said it. Like he never openly went, I'm going to fucking dominate. I'm going to do everything. I remember talking with him and he was saying it. He's like, I'm going to do everything that I can to win. And he did. Like, that's everybody's true. Like, oh my God, that's the biggest 360. And he went and double flipped dirt to dirt. And
we're only hearing these guys on these videos. I agree with that. But I think when you're that driven, I'm not even going to say arrogant or whatever. You know what I mean? No, because it can come off like that. But we're in an arena here where, guess what? You got to be gnarly and believe you're gnarly and believe you're going to be gnarlier than the other guy in order to be gnarlier than the other guy. Like, there's no way around it. So you can
it's whatever, but yeah, it's not arrogance. It's just you have to be in that mindset.
Have to. Because they're doing crazy ass shit. If you are not like, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to be the man, you're not going to be the man.
Yeah.
To be the man, you got to beat the man, right? Then you don't know Ric Flair is not big in Germany.
Oh, yeah. No, I know Ric Flair. Don't worry. Oh, I know Ric Flair. If we're going to go for a rumble down WWF, like, I'm there. Don't you worry.
All right. Just making sure. Hey,
that's a throwback Thursday. If we throw up some Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock, like, I'm all about that. But
that's funny.
God, that's going back 20 years. But
yeah,
I know what you mean though. Like, think about somebody like Sheeny. Now he is the quiet.
But you can still tell being around him.
He is
that young. He's like, even Clinton, even Adelberg. Adelberg's a little bit more vocal, I would say.
Yeah.
About wanting to do well and stuff like that. And Javier, he says that stuff too, and he's very mentally strong, but I would say just the attitude of like, I feel like Javier's chilled a little bit, and this is going a couple of years ago, because obviously I haven't really been around Adelberg or him, but at this point, or even Clinton, and this is like the time when Clinton won the world championship, he won the X-Fighters, so he's probably chilled out a little bit as well, but my point is, at that period of time, those guys were just like, Sheeny, Adelberg, Clinton were just like, who else? Even being around Sherwood.
Oh, yeah.
They're all just like, whatever I need to do. And when you got to events, you could tell in their personality and their demeanor that they were not there to be friends with anybody until after the event was over. They were there for business and to do what they needed to do. And I think our events are more fun and they're going that way, but a little bit of the competitiveness I feel like is gone, other than, you know, obviously X Games and stuff like that, but those are also, again, a lot of European guys and Australians versus being, I feel like America right now is kind of like in We're in an interesting place where there's only a couple of guys that are like I think Colby Gort and Banks are the only two that are like, I'm going to learn all the tricks and really become like a straight freestyle, like assassin. And the other guys are no less talented, but just choosing an alternate route of like free riding and stuff with, which Raha is an interesting one though, because he still does throw down really hard for contests.
Yeah.
And he's another guy, like we were saying, when it comes time, quarter pipe, and it's pressured moments, he's the guy.
I'm putting my money on Colby.
I'll put my money on Colby when it's last round. You got three more feet. You got to get to beat that guy.
Yeah.
I
don't know Colby's background at all. Like, I don't know where he's come from or what.
He rode bicycles. Other than that, I don't really know.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what drives him, but it's like there's something in Colby that drives him harder than everybody else.
Yeah.
It's like, get the hell out of my way. I'm doing what I need to do to win this thing. And that's kind of like watching Mets and Twitch in this a little bit, where they just went, it's happening. Like,
and that's my point, is like, I feel like right now in the United States, we don't really have a guy that's just like, and that's a big ask. It's the same thing when Twitch said, I'm going to flip the biggest thing. And you were like, whoa, that's a heavy statement. And that's what you
cool.
that and that but that's what you have to do. But that is very intimidating to have to go to a bunch of people that you respect and you know are going to be gnarly, and then say something like that and try and throw it down.
And then you got to back it up, knowing where you are and the consequences that could come with what you've just said. Like,
and you're in this realm. A lot of people, I feel like normies or whatever, don't like get it, because you can't talk shit to these guys, because you say stuff like that, they're calling you out.
Yeah. Like if he said it and didn't flip by the end of it, like
been everyone eaten alive,
dude. So much shit on him. it's job done. Like, like he had to do it. Like he said it, he basically talked himself into doing it and there was no way out.
Yeah, he had to go for it.
Nobody had done it up until that point. Never been done before. That's wild.
Yeah.
Like, Harry Hart basically did that by cutting in the back of the Gravity Games 2000. He cut that in and then shoveled it in front of a crowd, and everybody knew where he was going. Like, there was no backing out. Like, Twitch basically did the exact same thing to himself. He's like, I said it. This is happening.
Well, I will say this. And I did a couple stops of the freestylemx.com tour leading into X Games, where I think the one we just watched, because that's the same year Mets did flip to flip. 01.
01, yeah.
I think that's when it was. It was one of those Philadelphia ones. So I actually went to X Games because it was in Philadelphia. And I got onto the floor for Best Trick and stuff because Chris Rourke was riding Best Trick and he gave me his credential.
Oh, no.
Because once he put his gear on, he just rode in. So then I wore his credential in. I went in and hung out for Best Trick and shit. But so I was around these guys. Mets was riding this tour as well.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm going to flip second gear. And we're just sitting around at night. And he says that. And I was like, do you think you can do that? And he literally turns to me and goes, I know I can. And
why did you fucking question him?
I was like, why did I question that? But you know what I mean? Like, I right then noticed, I was like, oh,
yeah,
that's the difference. Because this guy is just like,
I
know I can. I'm doing it. Like, period. Yeah. End of story.
Exactly. I had a similar kind of thing. I can't remember who it was with. But basically it went along the exact same lines. Like, somebody said something to me. I'm like, you think you could even do that? And I could see the fire in their eyes.
Yeah.
And I feel like it might be Luke. Mm. It might have been Luke who said he was going to do something. I'm like, that sounds fucking dumb. And he's like, I'm fucking doing it. And he did it. Like, I remember in that moment just going, don't question when someone says something so nuts that I couldn't predict it.
But that's when
they've already thought about it. They're already there. They've done it.
That's when you go, oh, that's right. I'm a pussy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I just remembered. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah. And then half of me thinks, if I was to question it with my B-grade ability, have I now put doubt in somebody's mind who was so on it?
See, I don't
think... And if something goes wrong... But then on the other hand, I think if they're already mentally at that point that they're going to do it, they're almost going to laugh when like the B-grade guy goes, you can't do that. And they're like, exactly. Fucking, you just watch me.
Exactly. Like, I mean, I think that those guys are who they are because when people say that stuff to them, it doesn't faze them at all. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, even the stuff I've done, even the Harley jump, you know, everybody's like, you can't do that. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. I'm like, dude, I can jump a Harley straight, bro. Come on.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. Exactly. So, like, yeah, I think you are right. And it is hard because like I have kind of had to learn in the last few years to really just shut my mouth and just let things play out because what I might think is easy, somebody else thinks hard, but it's going to be the exact same coming back. Like what I think is hard, they think is easy. Yeah. So, yeah. No, but I think that's also, again, why Free Ride and why this FMX Riot was so ahead of its time because this was so different. They had to be different. And only a certain amount of guys can do this kind of thing. And that's what makes it cool. And this was made for TV. TV? Yeah, it was made for TV. It wasn't actually really a video series. It was made for TV. But I would say what they just did there, you've got a year's... Like, this is like Twitch's dream right there.
Yeah.
In social media. That's like a year of social media out of that one clip.
Like, for sure.
That is awesome. You're just like 15... Not even that. Like 4 seconds. 4 second clip. Every jump. That's all sick.
Yeah.
Like... FMX Riot was ahead of its time. Free ride contests in general, really, I think are way cooler now. If I was going to see that, like,
yeah, for sure.
You all sit down and watch Imagination. We all want to watch that. That is like one of the biggest things.
I would love to see them go out to Ocotillo now.
Oh, hell yeah.
And do a contest, you know? Like, think about how much free riding has progressed because of this stuff. The guys doing foot plants and stuff like that, and then take them out to someplace like this, a real free ride place where it is about finding stuff. I'm gonna put, if he gets in, I'm putting some money on Hillsack.
Oh yeah.
And if he's riding and wants to, Scranny. And most people don't even know who he is. He was in that Narnia. Bro, I rode with them in Bakersfield, and I just kept going, who the fuck is this? And then I realized it was Scranny, and I'm like, bro, what in the hell? Like, who is this guy? What is going on? I'm nobody knows who this guy is, and he shreds. What?
Yeah.
And Chuck took me up there to ride with them. And let me say, free riding, Hillsack is a friggin' is a maniac.
Like, I love watching him. Like, his clips are so different to everybody else.
And this is before he started mini flipping and stuff, but he was doing like 180 foot plants and stuff like that. And the little jumps and just his style. And I was like, man, these guys are awesome. How does nobody know about these guys?
So then, like, think about that third day that we just watched here on Riot. Imagine someone like Graham Jarvis or... I don't know, like those kind of hard enduro guys, Kai Haza, like those kind of guys who have kind of a little bit different skills. Like Graham Jarvis would be like fucking full foot plant 180 in it. And like, he would have made those guys.
Can he jump? I'm sure he probably can.
I'm sure
he can. But if he starts doing jumps combined with his other stuff, like we think that Axel Hodges is doing some jumps to nose wheelies.
Yeah.
He'll, like, jump to nose wheelie to, like, turn around, fakey, yeah, to swoop backwards out of it again.
It's like a mixture of Axel, Todd Potter, well, and I don't know what else.
Like BMX Flatland. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, like, and so there's guys out there, I think, that have some really cool skills that would just destroy Okatia now.
Yeah.
Would be cool to go back and do all this again. Bring that competitive nature back. And actually, this was one thing I was thinking when you said it before. Now it's probably a little bit different. Like you said, there's not so much going on in the FMX side. There's Colby, and obviously Adam Jones is still killing it. And Banksy's pushing. And then the guys go on Freeride. But Freeride is, right now, is more about social media and building up your career, basically, freeriding. You're still doing gnarly crap, but it's not so much about that competitive nature.
No, and it's at your leisure.
Is it? Yeah, exactly. It's at your leisure.
You can set it up and prep the jumps and then shoot the jump, you know, how many times that day, and then get the right shot at the right angle, yeah, and then put it up, versus being like, yeah, Metz is following you around and he's about to jump whatever you jump. So
that's it. Like back then, like to do it as a career, let's say.
See, but like these guys weren't free riding as a career then. That wasn't a deal. This was building that.
Yeah, that it didn't exist as a career, other than, let's say, maybe Graham Gustin as like the Krusty Demons guy. Like, he was in a lot of Krusty film shoots.
But that's, I would still say, as close as you
got to being a career. Yeah.
But I would still say that he made his money doing demos. He's not getting paid to go and do video parts. Maybe he had a sponsorship that would pay him for some. I don't really know. And I do know that the industry is obviously a lot different than it was here. So I know that those opportunities were not over here. So I don't know what the scenario was for him. But like, I would highly doubt that he got anything more than exposure out of these videos, which I'm sure helps on a level, but it's not like direct income.
Yeah. It's not like, being on YouTube every week with a video and banking your
exactly future. And that's the other thing, funny, because you just said about it, but I bet you there was no purse for this.
I heard Tess say something about, so I don't know, maybe Metz going home with a big check. I didn't see the check.
Nobody talked no money. Check. If you're giving a lot of money out, guess what? You're like, there's $50,000 on the line. But if there's bragging rights, you're like, he's going home with a check.
Yeah, exactly.
He cashed a check for bragging rights. He was like, thank you.
That's it. I've cashed a lot of those checks for my telephone service providers.
Exactly.
Exposure doesn't pay many bills.
Exactly. But,
God damn, it's like having XP points in World of Tanks or something.
You're like, hey, Verizon, check it out. I was in this magazine. They're like, cool story, bro. You owe $100.
Yeah, that's it. But it was a different time back then. This was definitely a different time. And those guys were like, their career was FMX. Simple. Job done.
Dude, that was awesome. I'm pumped. I really loved watching. So in the beginning, my two favorites were Metz and Carrie Hart. Because Carrie always had the sickest graphics and his style was real cool. And then Metz was like the opposite. Like, he had a cool style, but it was like crazy. He's just going to rise to the occasion, come up with some shit he's never done before, and just like innovate the sport, you know?
Yeah.
So it was cool to watch. And it is funny though, seeing Twitch get beaten by anybody free riding at this point now, knowing how he rides now, you know what I mean? It's like, you're just like, wow, young Twitch still was learning.
Yeah. He had to go through the steps to become the Twitch that we know.
Exactly.
You know, like...
He had to fix his tooth.
Oh, that was the worst decision ever. This was way
better. I remember when he fixed his tooth, dude. I remember just being like, it took a while. I was like, I don't like this Twitch.
No. I never thought I was about looks either, but I was like, no, I much prefer that. Like that was free ride and freestyle for me back then. That was Twitch.
Twitch and scummy. Like they don't care. They're just breaking everything. You know, that was a good times.
Yeah, exactly. Like I think you're right though. Like back then I loved watching Mets just come out of like, it's almost like he went radio silent a lot back then. And then he'd just come out and destroy everything. Obviously, there was fuck all internet. It's not like he had to make a statement or do anything every other day of the week. But it always felt like, okay, big events, the big boys in. Let's see what Mets is up to. Let's see what we got.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why these guys are the legends that they are. Because they continuously, and this is everybody, you know, Deegan, Twitch, Potter, Mets, all those guys, Nate Adams, TP, like it wasn't 1 year that they did really well and won a medal. It was like year after year, trick after trick. They just always were there with something, the best tricks, the newest stuff, like the best video parts. Like those guys for years just put this stuff out there. And I think that's, I don't know, it's cool to go back and watch something like this and see Mets. You know, like, I didn't remember who won, you know what I mean? So it's like a brand new thing and just being like, Kenny, step up and do it. So that was cool.
Yeah, exactly. Not, and like you said, I think it's actually kind of cool to see Twitch get second.
But yeah.
That is.
Take that, Twitch.
Yeah. I think it is cool because like, we know now.
Yeah.
And I've already said it, but it's like history has shown where these guys have gone. Like those two dudes weren't fucking around. They were the best.
Yep. And even Potter. You know, you could see the guys that were like, I'm coming. You know what I mean? I'm trying my ass off.
Yeah, that's it. And it was like, that's why I was saying, like, maybe this was like the catalyst for Twitch. Like he went from, fuck, I'm not taking any more seconds. Like,
yeah.
That when he came out and then he won every event, it was like, that's it. Get out of my way. Like, Twitch is rolling in. Twitch is winning.
Yeah.
If he's at an event, he's winning. But then, remember that one crash where he just went to the moon on that step up? Yeah, he flew very close to the sun that day.
And detonated his legs.
He detonated. Yeah, like, he fucking pushed everything. Like it was all or nothing. That was sick. That was a cool video.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say thank you very much to Paul for reminding us and sending the link because that was sick. So we've got
two more weeks, FMX Riot. You're staying up extra late because we had to talk, you know, chat about it after the event done. So now
I didn't even realize it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Man, we can keep going. I'm just getting warmed up. Let's watch them all. I better go to bed.
Go to bed. Save it for next week.
Save it for next week. Man, that was sick.
That was awesome. All right, everybody that watched, I see a couple people on Rumble. Thank you guys for hanging out and watching. And we're going to keep the retro freestyle motocross coming and talk about, you know, like when's the next event. Probably... Night of the Jumps, or not night, probably the next freestyle motocross big event.
Yeah, our first one at Night of the Jumps is April, I don't know, 26th or something in Munich. I don't know if there's any competitions before then.
I would imagine.
Normally Night of the Jumps kind of starts the season. Because like in winter in Europe is kind of when the events get going, so start of the year it's Night of the Jumps, and it's more like X Pilots, X Knights, X Games.
We need to try to get coverage of that stuff, like X Knights and X Pilots.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, no, I'll, what's the dude's name? Man, I was talking to him actually only like a month ago from X Pilots.
Yeah, we need to try to get that footage like, so we can go over.
I think he's got 12 events, 12 rounds of competition.
Right. Yeah. We need to cover this.
Yeah, so I'll get on to him and find out exactly when and where. And
perfect. We're going to cover it. I'm sure Mexico, right? He only does it in Mexico.
Mostly, but yeah, I think it's all Mexico. Almost. Anyway.
We'll take a holiday.
Right. I'm up for it. Sweet as, man.